It's 8:41 on the ticket. We've got the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. You can hear the games this weekend right here on the ticket. One of the big ones is Seattle and San Francisco, NFC West rivals. And let's welcome into the studio the biggest 49er fan we know, the crazy prospector.
Look at there. He's got his overalls, his hat.
Whoa!
Happy playoff football.
Yeah, crazy prospector. Prospector love to play off football.
Yes.
I live a simple life, living down in the ravine, panning for the good gold.
Yep.
With an old abandoned Sara Lee pie tin. And smelling like a menstruating skunk.
Oh, God.
Because I don't ever bathe.
Oh.
And sometime when I squat down and swamp crotch wafts out from under my loincloth, and I'm reminded that cumin smells like B.O. and vice versa, and I regret I don't do more river bathing, I think about the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. You love the 49ers. You have to be happy after that big win over the Eagles.
One time, I was on the verge of installing a wild game barbecue pit in the outdoor kitchen of Joe Montana on accident.
Accident.
And just as I was messing with the couplings on the Yeller flex pipe, I hear something behind me. And it sounded like an earth sign getting into a shouting match with a memorabilia expert over Gordie Howe jersey.
Okay.
But I turn around real fast, and what do I see? A big old bear!
Oh, the bear, yeah.
Your nemesis.
My nemesis! So I confront a big old bear for selling my rookie card at such a low price. And he start chasing me, and he chasing me, and he chasing me, and he chased me all the way up a nearby local tree where I began to feel cornered.
I guess.
So he climbed up the tree and he starts some non-consensual hand-to-paw contact.
Oh.
So I try my best to get him out of the tree by telling him that I think Sean Salisbury ain't that great. And then I try to get him out by asking him to go get me a Royal Crown Cola. But he don't leave, so I have to shoot myself in the foot so I can fake an injury.
Fake?
That doesn't make any sense.
To be airlifted to a dock in the box. But while I'm in the care flight, I noticed that the big old bear was down on the ground, and he too shot himself in the foot to fake an injury.
Wow.
So he could be in the next care flight helicopter. But the joke was on him because they take him to a dock in the box at the next strip mall over.
Yeah.
And it was owned by Merton Hanks.
Oh, former 49er.
So I lived to sell my rookie card another day.
Oh, what a story.
Because I'm the crazy prospect that I love docking the boxes and the 49ers.
Amazing.
Yep.
Well, how do you feel about the 49ers' chances?
One time, I was walking on some dirt and fell down.
Yep.
And guess who helped me up?
Merton Hanks.
Ricky Waters!
Another former 49er.
So we become best friends and started the Ravine's first foot ruckus together. So we could drink together and pan for gold between appetizers. And guess who walks in the restaurant?
It's got to be the bear.
The big old bear!
Again.
And he was wearing a Joe Montana jersey, but it was for the Chiefs.
Oh.
So Ricky Water, he tell Big Old Bear to take off jersey, but Big Old Bear don't understand English. So Rick Water, he enrolled Big Old Bear in English classes at Brookhaven College.
Weird.
And when he get fluent enough, Rick Wadham tell him to take off Joe Montana Chief jersey. But Big Old Bear hungry, so he eat off Rick Waterman's head. So I chased Big Old Bear into ravine to retrieve Rick Water head to reconstitute it.
Yeah.
so he can run the Fuddruckers for other lone, crazy prospectors who seek casual dining.
You were thinking long term.
Because I'm a crazy prospector that love 49ers and franchise restaurants.
You know, speaking of injuries, does it concern you that the 49ers have so many injuries? Oh, gosh, that's overmodulated.
I was fighting a group of bears who were particularly good against defending my attacks.
Oh, really?
And I look over, and what do I see?
Another bear?
Robert Saleh wearing a bear-connected headset. He was directing him.
Coordinating the bears.
He was coordinating the bears.
He's involved.
So I looked for the bear that had the green stick on back of helmet. So I can tell him to stop running the masterfully directed Robert Saleh called in plays. And try to stop stymieing my bear attack that I had going on that very day. But he don't listen. You know what he does?
What?
Rip my vagina off!
What? I don't understand that.
What a twist.
Are you okay?
So I signed up the 49ers for the Super Bowl to lift my human spirits.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, maybe that means you're going to get
I'm
there.
I'm the grandest prospect, and I love the 49ers!
There he goes. Did he say he signed them up for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Maybe that'll get him there.
Maybe.
He's just two games away.